You're listening to Monday Morning Live, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday Morning Live, the Wednesday edition.
The Wednesday edition?
Yes, Monday Morning Live, the podcast and the Facebook stream. I am Matt Bach, Director of Communications with the Michigan Municipal League. I'm joined here by Chris Hackbarth, the State Federal Affairs Director for the Michigan Municipal League.
All volunteers, please step forward.
How are you? And we are, you're the only one that volunteered, is that what you're saying? So we are here on Wednesday. Due to observance of the Martin Luther King Day holiday on Monday, our offices will be closed. So we decided to do it early, put it out early, and have it stream throughout the extra weekend, the three-day weekend for some people. So thank you for joining us. If you're watching this later, feel free to post your comments and questions in the comments part of this post. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or if you're going to do a live, post them today, and we will answer them here on the spot as they come in.
Awesome.
So, Chris, a lot going on. January is kind of a busy month. Things getting started. Legislature's back in session. Governor State of the States later this month. But there was a big event Friday regarding the budget. So talk a little bit about that.
So kind of the first domino that needs to fall in the whole budget process is the State Budget Office and Treasury getting together with the directors of the House and Senate fiscal agencies, and they come up with a consensus revenue estimate for the year.
So it's called the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, really catchy name.
It is.
Is it actual a conference? Do they have like sessions and things?
They bring in outside economists. So U of M has economists that come in. They will do full rundowns of the national economy, Michigan's economy, talk about job growth, talk about what's going on with the big three, since auto manufacturing is such a big part of our economy.
Sure.
What's going on there? How does that impact us? And they came up with what they come up with from the revenue standpoint is looking at where we've ended the last year as we have book closing from the prior fiscal year, where things are sitting right now as we're mid-year, and then looking at next year. And these numbers are all used by the governor's office to base her executive budget recommendation off of.
I see.
So this is how they start their budget.
Right.
And the numbers that they all agree on will be in it. In May, they'll come back and do another one just to kind of check where are we.
Check.
And then the May numbers will help finalize what they do when they get their wrap up the budget negotiations. So that's kind of the steps here. So we'll have we've got the revenue numbers now. The governor will do her State of the State on the 29th, and then the budget built on these numbers will be presented probably that first week of February.
Okay. So what was the big findings, the big thing news to come out of the conference?
So, some of the concerns about the auto strike last year didn't really cause the blip that people were concerned about.
See,
so
like
that's a positive.
Show, like you said, blip.
So numbers continue to come in about as expected, up a little bit even from where they were last May.
Okay.
So they feel positive about that. Not a lot of growth, but some steady, modest growth. And they're expecting that to continue next year. Constitutional revenue sharing is based upon sales tax revenues.
Yes.
So they kind of walked through as they're looking at sales tax revenues for the current year and for the coming year. We're at about, they're estimating about $17 million in additional constitutional revenue sharing payments. Those go out on a per capita basis to cities, villages, and townships. And then for the year that starts this coming October, they're anticipating another $10
million. Okay.
So again, that's just
so
a guess.
Is there any way, based on this, that our managers, trying to work on their own budgets can say, okay, I'm thinking we're going to get a 2% or 3%, or at least in constitutional, statutory, of course, is a whole different ballgame?
Constitutional, I think you can look at the current year and you can look at kind of the trends of what they've been getting since October on constitutional and be able to get a good sense of how that's looking. Because those constitutional payments are strictly based upon what comes in every month, it really is a pure guess on what's going to happen. You could have down months. You could have months that are higher. Statutory for this current year, we talked about previously this current budget, we got a $5.8 million increase in statutory.
Yeah.
We will not know what the governor's proposal is until that first.
Is that like a 2.5% or 2?
2.3, yeah.
2.3, okay. Yeah.
So we'll see the governor's presentation that first week of February, and we'll know then, what to expect, at least in the budget negotiations, where the starting point of negotiations are. We as an organization obviously are pushing very hard for more of a priority to be put on revenue sharing than it has been.
And that's, of course, part of our Save My City effort is to raise that awareness about states' continued disinvestment, time to invest in our communities.
Correct.
Our own Dan Gilmartin had a column appear in the December 31st edition of Detroit News with that headline, "It's time is now to invest in our communities." Is that messaging, is it starting to resonate? Are we seeing any kind of feeling?
Absolutely. We've got, you know, legislators from both sides of the aisle in both chambers who want to talk to us about revenue sharing, and many of them who aren't local government officials, weren't municipal officials, wanting to talk to us about revenue sharing, wanting to find out, you know, answers to some of the questions we've been raising about why is the system broken, what's going on with Headley and Proposal A. We're seeing people finally saying, maybe we need to take a look at Proposal A and what's happened there. And that's certainly been helped by the messaging from Save My City, but also messaging from our members back at home, talking to their legislators about the fact that there is a problem.
That's really important to get that. We've seen some of that. Oh, the new report we've talked about a couple of times here, the PSC report, are still seeing articles trickle in. There was one in Grosse Pointe recently, the local paper there, about the PSC report and how comparing 2002 revenue numbers for cities to 2017 numbers, and really there wasn't much change at all. A lot of times they were down in revenues in that 15-year span, which is just mind-boggling to think about it.
Right. Well, and we've got, you know, just continuing this, when we talk about Capital Conference coming up in March, March 24th and 25th here in Lansing, one of our big sessions, breakout sessions we've got, is also just kind of helping our membership to understand, because some of that's really complex. When you start talking about Headley and Proposal A and rollbacks and roll-ups and millage reduction fractions, your eyes just glazed over, I saw. But if we've got folks on city councils who might have just been elected and aren't familiar with this, you know, putting a session together to help, you know, what is revenue sharing? Why do we have it? What is going on with Headley and Proposal A? Why haven't we seen local budgets recover the way the state's budget has and the way the state's economy has?
Is that the session you and your team are leading, or is there other stuff related?
We'll have a panel of experts coming in talking on that one specifically at that breakout session. Okay. We'll have other. I think we've got a general session where Tony Mangini from our Ann Arbor staff will be leading that discussion.
Yep.
And you know, we have a number of other really important sessions scheduled at Capital Conference.
Of course, we have the Lieutenant Governor coming. What is you expect out of him?
Well, you know, this last year, I think we talked about this a little bit before, the Lieutenant Governor did a tour of communities around the state. And so I think we're looking to him to come in and talk about the importance of communities, what he learned when he kind of went out on the road around the state, what he learned from communities, and really making that connection between, you know, the governor's focused on talent quite a bit, trying to make that connection between talent and place.
Yeah.
That place is just as important as talent, getting talent trained for the jobs of the future as, you know, giving them a place to live.
Right. And also during Capital Conference, something we started in the last couple of years now was kind of on-site office hours for some of our state departments.
Absolutely.
Talking about the budget stuff, we have Treasury coming, and so members can come, and what kind of questions could they ask them? Well, who else is going to be there?
So we've actually got a couple of different ways for our members to interact with the state while they're going to be here in Lansing.
Yeah.
We have some workshops on Tuesday morning set up. I know the Liquor Control Commission has a workshop set up on how to handle licensing and talk about enforcement and licensing and permitting and how that interaction works between the local governments in the state.
Okay.
We have Treasury in to do a workshop, just really getting in depth with and we're losing our lights. That's awesome. So
Betsy, our producer, is running to the light switch.
We'll continue in the dark.
I'm in the dark.
Tell me what's going on.
So Treasury will do that workshop as well. And then we have this open office hour session where, you know, our local units interact with state government in so many ways, across so many state departments and agencies, state and federal. So we're inviting in folks like the Census and folks USDA Rural Development, Treasury, Eagle, Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, Energy, Great Lakes and the Environment.
Yeah.
You know, DNR, LARA, the Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. So they've got the Public Service Commission under them, and they've got Liquor Control under them, and Indigent Defense. So, you know, and all these different agencies that we have interaction with as local units, bring them in, provide a block of time where members can really just interact face-to-face and get answers on revenue sharing or bonding or licensing
and
issues.
And they can ask real specific questions that's pressing in their community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah. What grants are, I mean, there are so many agencies that have grants available, you know, especially when we're talking like DNR and park grants, and how can members get a little better understanding of what's out there and what they can go after.
Yeah, it's amazing. We get emails all the time from these state agencies like, please share this with our members. We have a grant, no one's applied for it, or no one seems to know about it. Mm-hmm. So, that kind of information is very valuable and helpful to our communities.
So I think we've got an hour and a half block set up and really just a big open area where members will be able to just come and at their own pace and kind of chat with these different state and federal agencies and get the information they need.
Okay. And then we also have talking about our Capitol Conference. I should note that registration is now open for it, open January 6th. To get the hotel block discount room rate, you do need to register for Capitol Conference first, and then you get the discount code to go and get your hotel room. So those are filling up fast, so I would encourage people. We're very optimistic about our numbers so far. Mm-hmm. We've real large, particularly for this many weeks out, we're doing really well. So we hope that trend continues. We think we're going to have a packed house for the conference. Somebody's about some of the other sessions. You mentioned a cybersecurity session, mm-hmm. which is an issue I know a lot of our members are concerned about.
I was just reading an article about the city of New Orleans and what happened there and how they're still kind of working their way back from the attack that they underwent. Right. So it's something we had a series of cities in Texas that were hit this last year. So it is certainly something that our communities are really paying attention to and trying to protect themselves. So what can we do? What resources exist at the state level that we can help plug members into?
Yeah.
Along those same lines, talking about disaster relief and disaster response and the lake levels and
right,
erosion, shoreline erosion. It's a huge issue.
I think I've taken about a half dozen calls the past week on lake levels related stories. You had one yesterday.
Yes. So, you know, it's as we hear about these storms and they keep increasing and the lake levels keep rising, we keep hearing, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers talking about, you know, we probably haven't seen the record levels yet.
It's going to get worse.
So it's likely going to get worse.
And the interesting thing is not just about mansions falling into the water. It's the infrastructure for communities that has such a big impact.
We're seeing roads washed out and undermined and collapsing.
Yeah.
We're seeing wastewater treatment facilities that are on a river where the rising water levels are damaging that. We're seeing just boardwalks and piers, seawalls in communities that keep water out of their downtowns.
Yeah.
You know, those things are starting to be undermined and damaged. And what do we do?
Right.
Stormwater that's leaking back into the lakes and rivers.
Right. And now I know a lot of communities are passing resolutions encouraging the governor to issue some kind of emergency declaration. Where does that whole issue stand?
You know, we started to have some conversations with state police earlier this week. The statute that exists for disaster declaration isn't a great match for this. It's not a single event that's taken place.
Like one single storm coming through.
A tornado coming through,
know
the damage. Houghton got hit with those mudslides and storms last year.
Sure.
It was a single event that took out. This is a sustained issue. Sustained issue. Although it's interesting because we were looking back in 2013, we were actually working on getting funding from the state for dredging because we were having our marinas and our waterways dry up. So certainly a cycle, but this one appears to be this cycle with the higher levels. We're approaching 1986 and higher record levels.
Wow.
So, and the end doesn't appear to be in sight.
Okay.
So certainly something that we need to be working on and figuring out. And so having this session, finding out what resources are out there, I think we're talking with the Army Corps of Engineers, what do they have available? We'll be going to D.C. for National League of Cities event.
Yeah, that's another conference that's now open. And to March, where is it at this year?
It's in Washington, D.C.
This is the one that goes to
the Congressional City Conference.
Mm-hmm.
March 8th through 11th, I believe, we'll be out there.
Yeah.
And, that's another one where we'll be talking with the federal government about, what resources are available for the Great Lakes and lake levels from that end.
And that's an important one, too. We talk about the importance of our local members talking to their state legislators, but it's probably as equal important to talk to your federal people as well, and that's a good opportunity to do that when they're in D.C.
Absolutely. Now we all know it's harder to get things done in D.C., but certainly having our congressional delegation be aware of the issues at the local level, that at the state level and the local level that they can impact is important. And certainly our whole delegation has been in unanimous support of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and the funding from the federal level through that. So we'll be talking about that, maintaining that, and potentially even what are different ways that those dollars or that source can be used for some of this mitigation of shoreline erosion, especially when it impacts specific public infrastructure.
Okay. All right, going back to the Capitol Conference for a second, a couple of the sessions, one session in particular I'm excited about is we actually have someone from the company Facebook to come to do a breakout session on how local governments should best use Facebook. So it's pretty cool to get the kind of firsthand point of view from Facebook, and I'm encouraging members to come and ask questions about, you know, get real specific with her if you want, or, you know, ask kind of more kind of strategic type of questions. But mm-hmm. we're pretty excited about that. Any other sessions that you're really kind of geeked about?
You know, looking through, we've really put together a good, we've got, as I mentioned, that municipal finance breakout session we've got set up. I believe we'll have some lead and copper discussions taking place.
Probably some PFAS stuff in there. That's a big
probably
issue.
In that.
So at least some of your legislative sessions.
Right. And we'll have our lobbying session and another session just on advocacy and members, how they can message and advocate at their own level, whether it's to their residents or at the state level. So some really good content that I think members will want to be part of.
Great. Again, that event is March 24th to 25th. The registration is now open. You can go register at mml.org. Learn about that. A couple of other events coming up while I'm talking about events. We do have our weekender training for kind of our core and our advanced level, so the kind of beginners and advanced seasoned, I guess, municipal officials. And that is in Frankenmuth, February 28th, 29th. Registration is open for that as well. Any other Lansing things we should talk about before we sign off on our Wednesday edition of Monday Morning Live?
I think it'll be, like I said, this is going to be an interesting year. We're in the second half of the term. It is an election year. All 110 right. members of the House will be up for election.
So it's going to be...
So, you know,
this lame duck thing at the end of the year is probably going to be crazy again.
It could be. We just don't know at this point. It means...
We hope they would start getting things done now.
Yes, and I think that's what you'll see is there will be less desire to do controversial things the further they get in the year, the closer they get to the election. So we're likely to see them really do make a concerted effort to get the budget done in June at some point.
Anything happen on roads?
That's on top of everyone's list. You've seen the Senate Majority Leader, the Speaker, and the Governor talk about it. The Governor's going to bring out a new plan.
Okay, she's scrapping
she's
the
moving
45
away from 45 cents.
Cents.
Yep.
Okay.
And we certainly expect her to see a different plan. She's hinted at a plan that might pull revenues from a number of different sources to get the dollars that are needed. So we'll see what that is. I imagine that will be a big part of her state of the state and budget.
They don't
as
like
well.
It when she shifts money around so much.
Well, like I said, well,
I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm just saying they didn't like that when she did that with the last budget.
So we'll, like I said, we'll see a lot in the next 2 weeks here.
Okay. Exciting time.
Yeah.
Well, in 2 weeks, we will be back on Monday for Monday Morning Live. Our next one is March 3rd. Monday, so we're returning then. So
March 3rd?
Is it March 3rd?
February 3rd?
Oh, February 3rd. No, it's March. Oh, wait, no, you're right. February. Thank you. I have the right name.
It's that whole month of February.
Just what is it, Betsy? I don't know. Anyways,
we're gone.
It's 2 weeks from this Monday.
That's the trouble with live.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, my head's in March. I think there is a Monday Morning Live on March 3rd, but I don't know. We'll have to find out. So anyways, tune in the next time, as they say. Thank you again, Chris Hackbarth, for joining me. I'm Matt Bach, Director of Communications for the Michigan Municipal League. And feel free to comment again in your ask questions and your comments here on this post. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.